When celebrating Heritage Day, the one thing that stands out is how we celebrate our heritage and culture. But more importantly, the big question is how do we preserve it? Through time, our heritage remains one of the things that make us truly South African.
Linne wa mutele munjelele mkwaruvengo makanganyise murambo wa njelele une ya sada sikwela tatu une vanya nkwita vandewe za sikizi vane vari gidimani riewa ya wavuya ndive auna.
In some cultures, the ancestral clan names are a way of identifying who you are, who your family is, and giving homage to those that came before. In a country like South Africa, heritage is synonymous with culture. It's part of identity. It's part of how we navigate the world, find belonging, and our roots. Culture is understood as ideas, customs, and social behavior of a particular group of people or society. South Africa is home to 11 official languages, which means 11 cultural ideas and customs coexisting in one place. Lecturer for Historical Studies at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Mphumelele Ngidi, explains that heritage is gained through culture.
One thing that we should not forget as people about our culture and the importance of preserving our culture is that culture and heritage should be intermingled. Heritage inherits its existence from culture, from customs, from other deeds, from ceremonies. So it's very important that these two are reserved. As you know, culture embraces a lot of aspects that defines our identity. Culture from one ethnic group to the other ethnic group cannot possess, in many instances, cannot possess similar or identical practices. Culture differ from one ethnic group or one particular surname or one particular region in a society. So culture is diverse. So it's very important for the future generation because culture identifies our identity.
He further explains the importance of preserving culture in our everyday life.
It's very important that we preserve culture also in our everyday life. As I was making an example with the language, it's very important that when the children are going to the multiracial school, whereby English or any other language is a medium of communication apart from the indigenous language. So that means that as a parent or the guardian of this person, of the young individuals, it's very important that they are taught their language. Not only talking, our traditional languages, there's a beauty in them. There are idioms there. They are what we call izaka, izisho in isiZulu, as they are meZulu. So it's very important that we do not divert to other languages to an extent that our own languages would diminish into thin air.
From understanding what the professor mentioned, heritage are things we inherit through practicing culture. This ranges from traditional medicines and folklore to coming of age practices, wedding celebrations, and how different households welcome a newborn baby into the family. Ngidi further explains that oral traditions should continue as they previously did for centuries before, because not all practices will be found engraved in books.
We should realize that the preservation of culture cannot only be vested on the academic sphere or the electronic or other publications, but historical reservoirs are the old people in our society. Some of them who never went to school. We should remember that before the coming into existence of education and the modern system that we are living in, there was oral history. Oral tradition has survived for centuries. We know it's caused limitations such as subjectivity, but like other sources of history, it's caused limitations. It's got its pros and cons. But we should not only rely on books and what you would call a civilized aspect of preserving history as the only source of preserving a particular groups of families' culture.
VFM News spoke to some Johannesburg residents on what they believe preserving heritage truly means.
But I think preserving heritage is basically keeping the culture alive from present day till future, till, you know, the end of time. And I think that that's basically done by maybe holding social events, religious gatherings, building like buildings, museums. I think that that's a form of preserving heritage, a big one actually.
Then I think the entertainment industry would play a part in us, you know, preserving our cultures, you know, yeah, our culture. And also trying to support local brands. You know, there's a lot of local brands out there, you know, maybe let's say vendor. There's someone who's vendor who owns who has a label, vendor label. Try and, you know, support that field. Have musicians who can actually embrace their languages. You know, if you are vendor, try and build that vendor, you know, vibe around, you know, and then, you know, that's where we get interested at the society and try and learn more. Teach us through the things that we know that, you know, we actually love.
One of like the ways we should preserve our culture, I think it really depends on the elders. Just making sure they just take the kids to Emakaya more often than they're actually doing right now. And just to get them used to the environment and just the culture and how to cleanse and just do cultural stuff, I guess.
Meanwhile, Ngidi also emphasized how social media can play a role in preserving our cultural heritage.
Let's preserve our cultural heritage. National television, the documentaries, social media should play a role in ensuring that cultural practices are broadcasted and the youth knows the importance of this. So the elders have a role to play here. Everyone has a role to play. Preserve the language. Preserve the cultural practices. Preserve the ceremonies. Preserve on how the upbringing of a child.
As youth, we will one day be the elders of our generation, meaning a time will come where we will be in charge of what we inherit and deem worthy of celebrating on Heritage Day. But until that moment arrives, let's continue learning as much as we can from our elders in order for us to also pass it on to the future generations. Happy Heritage Month. For VFM News, I am Vachita.